Gutierrez, Pablo Torre. Life's mysteries. Like, how can books just randomly organize themselves by color? Or, how can a man who does such a great job growing plants not grow a mustache? Or, the first word, how did the Green Bay Packers drafted in 2020, year 16 of Aaron Rodgers? Let's take a look. Trading up in the first round to pick his heir apparent, spending the next 8 picks in the greatest wide receiver draft in recent history on not a one wide receiver. It's become noticed by some that Green Bay seems to draft in a way that might demonstrate they're thinking about life away from Aaron Rodgers. Pablo Torre, you know I love you. I'll go to you first. Around the horn on whether Rodgers should feel like the Packers are trying to take the ball out of his hands.
He absolutely should, Tony, and it's not just the Jordan Love thing. It's the fact that the second-round pick was A.J. Dillon, a running back. The third-round pick, Josiah DeGuara, a tight end to help the run game. Matt LaFleur learned at the foot of Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan drove a truck that flattened the Packers last year in the playoffs. What they want in Green Bay is something more like the truck that hit them, which means Aaron Rodgers, if you want to throw the ball more this season, you have something else coming.
Is there a Gutierrez?
It's just a little mind-boggling to me. I don't think they're thinking of the years past Aaron Rodgers. I think they're overthinking their current time with Aaron Rodgers because, look, I understand the idea, man, that team really beat us and we can look like them because I'm a coach who knows that system. But we've also seen great quarterbacks throw to a stacked wide receiving core or a stacked offense and win that way as well. We have yet to see that Aaron Rodgers get that opportunity. And why not? Because we're enamored with what Matt LaFleur can coach or what we're enamored with another organization is doing. It doesn't really make too much sense to me. You're talking about 28 years of either Aaron Rodgers or Brett Favre as a starter in Green Bay, and you've only got 2 Super Bowls out of it. That seems like a failure to me. And if he's only got a few more years left, why not stack the offense just one time? One time for him.
I never thought about it like that, Israel Gutierrez. 2 in 28 years, a failure in the Green Bay franchise. How about you, Sarah Spain?
Yeah, I mean, the Packers can certainly point to the transition from Favre to Rodgers as proof that they understand when it's time to bring someone in to be the ultimate successor. But it's those later picks that Pablo referred to that really make you question whether they think that they still have a window open with Rodgers. Look how far they made it last year. Look how far they keep making it without giving him those weapons. Why not do that while you still have the Hall of Famer, one of the greatest ever? Even if you do want to look at the quarterback position and have someone ready, you could still bring in weapons for him. That's the part I don't understand.
Well, we've seen relationships fray in the past between a team and their quarterback position, so let me just go. Let's odds maker this like we're on PTI, Pablo Torre. Chances, by the end of the summer, Aaron Rodgers says, you know, I don't know if I want to be a Packer anymore.
I think it's a 10% chance at least, and that is simply because 90% of the questions, Tony, will be about this very topic. And we know Aaron Rodgers hates the idea of having to answer to the media every week about a controversy.
10% says Pablo. How about you, Israel?
I go 33%. I think it's a pretty good shot that he gets frustrated and says, you know what, time is short, my career is short, I want to finish it somewhere, a la Tom Brady, where the weapons are quality around me.
And Sarah Spain.
I'm going to go 5% this summer, 40% next year.
5 this summer, 40 next year. All right, I can follow that, but the point's going to Israel Gutierrez for that stat about all-time championships between Favre and Rodgers in that 3 decades. Stunning to me now that I actually think it through. It seemed like there would be more than that. We'll move on. It's buy or sell. What are we buying or selling here? The fix-it strategy. Every team, when given the chance, we'll say, you know what? We can fix him. And of course, that's what the New Orleans Saints are saying about Jameis Winston. Here's the quote. He will learn, quote, more football in a year than he has in his lifetime, end quote. New Orleans assistant GM, Jeff Ireland. Sarah, buy or sell that, and buy or sell it mattering to the Saints and whether they succeed this season.
I'm totally buying that they'll fix him. As a fan of a team that was the one to finally fix Jay Cutler, Wait a minute. No, that's not right. No. Listen, this is one of those guys everyone's going to try to do this to, and I guess it's smart for them. We saw Teddy Bridgewater need to go into action last year. They still want to keep Taysom Hill out there regularly, so it's smart to have this group of three, but maybe overstating it a bit to say he'll learn more in a year than anywhere else when he was just with literally the quarterback whisperer, Bruce Arians. Not a lot of respect there.
Pablo Torre, how do you hear? With us. With us. He's going to learn more than he ever has.
This feels like shade because Bruce Arians not only is the quarterback whisperer, he wrote a book titled The Quarterback Whisperer, How to Build an Elite Quarterback. I mean, this is just insulting. My thing about it is, can we just stop trying to pretend like Jameis Winston can be changed? Whether it's LASIK surgery or a change in coaches, the guy is who he is. We'll all have more fun with him once we all realize that truth.
You're not going to allow a guy to get LASIK surgery to change his vision and get him to 2020? I mean, I think we can all agree. That's
I'm a contacts guy.
Israel Gutierrez.
Under that quarterback whisperer, he had his lowest completion percentage since his rookie year and threw those infamous 30 interceptions. I'm not sure how much better all those people in New Orleans are. I do wonder, though, what does Jeff Ireland really have to lose here? Because if he's not the future of the franchise, he might be gone somewhere after even this year. Like, if he's good somewhere else, great. I was right. If he's not good somewhere else, it's not my franchise. Who cares? Mm.
Best case scenario for the Saints may be he doesn't touch the ball all year,
exactly.
Right? I mean, Breeze stays healthy and Hill gets all those touches. What was that stat you had, Israel, yesterday about Winston compared to Taysom Hill?
I mean, Winston has thrown more passes to Saints players than Taysom Hill has.
Oh, man, that is such a good one.
Ouch.
All right, Pablo Torre, you mentioned you're a contacts guy. It feels like you went to bed without taking him out, then you showed up to work today, and you're like, I can see a little bit.
Wow.
You're getting eliminated. We're getting the Sarah Spain, Israel Gutierrez showdown. Here we go. The Eagles and Jalen Hurts. Everybody, Hurts. Here's what the Eagles say they have in mind for Hurts. Not to replace Carson Wentz, but to be the Taysom Hill package on steroids. Sarah, do you believe that? And is that the right strategy for this team, the Eagles, as presently constituted?
Well, you need a backup for Wentz, even though they don't want to say it out loud. He keeps getting hurt. We need someone back behind him. But this guy is very different than Taysom Hill. He's more of a Tim Tebow type, so it's got to be totally tailored for Jalen Hurts, even if it is something similar.
Israel?
I'm all about innovation in football, and what they talked about here, the quarterback's coach talked about anyway, was the possibility of having two quarterbacks in there at all times, meaning two threats of people throwing the ball any given down. Tony, you know I play flag football, and I know you love to hear it. I have no idea how to stop the two quarterbacks. I have no clue. And so if somebody hires me as a defensive coordinator, I'd get fired. It's terrible. I want to see it in the NFL.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. But it's possible you're on the short list for the Giants. Do they need somebody? I would imagine. You know what? I said everybody hurts. Wentz hurts. That's the problem, and that's why this was a good pickup. Israel Gutierrez, despite your flag football pedigree, I am going to give you the win today, your first ever on SportsCenter in 30 seconds of FaceTime.
Thank you, Tony. And in case everyone missed it this morning on Good Morning America, GMA correspondent Will Reeve sat in from home, of course, and discussed the possibility of drones delivering pharmacy prescriptions to people in the middle of this pandemic. Problem was, somebody forgot to deliver Will Reeve's pants, because beneath that beautiful blazer and dress shirt was a smack of thigh that was showing. And what he says were basketball shorts, which I'm going to have to look into this a little bit further. I have an investigation. It looked like they were underpants there. But I have a simple solution for this.
Yeah.
Can't, next to the start the video button on Zoom, can't they just put a little tab that says, are you wearing pants? Just slightly bigger above the start video.
Okay.
Just so
right.
I mean, can we do a pants check right now?
I think we had enough of this.
You want to do a pants
yes.
check right
no,
now?
No. Hey, I don't need one for you because...
Wow.
If freeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis. Gutierrez the win today. 23 and 50-minute break. We'll be back. See you tomorrow.